Hello.
Hi, Amaryllis. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. I found that code.
You did. Okay. And I'm glad that you found it. Now, you said you had that about a year ago, right? Was when you did that?
Yeah, it was probably a little over a year ago.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, I went over to the manager for the department for our technical side, right?
Okay.
And I told him, listen, I'm having trouble finding this Google listing. They were PIN verified about a year ago. The PIN code was provided to the gentleman that did their website. I said, I cannot find it. She was told that the address had to appear. Google wouldn't allow it to be listed without the address. And he asked me, send me everything you have. I gave him your address. I gave him everything. We, along with what I even looked for, and what his response was, he's all, I'll try to see if I can pull it up. He says, there is no listing. What could have happened is it could have gotten lost or maybe declined because they didn't finish the process, right? I told him you had reviews on there. So he said, because the PIN codes expire. So the PIN code that you have now, we wouldn't be able to use it. We would have to request a new PIN code. Now he said, what we can do is we can start again. If anything comes up, like if that Google listing happens to come back up, right? Then what we would do at that time is merge them together as one.
Okay.
He says, but from what he, you know, doing his searches, and like I said, he has a lot more tools than I do. Because that's that side of, you speak with those technicians when it comes to your client interview. I set up the accounts. I go over like billing information and stuff like that. And then what we do is we set up what's called a client interview. It's with one of the technicians, right? Who goes over way more in detail. They talk to you about the keyword phrases, and so forth. So I went to their manager to have him help me find it, but he said chances are it either was declined because the process wasn't finished or somehow it got lost. He's like, but if in the event, you know, we started again, if that should happen to come back up, then what we would do is merge them both together so you don't have two different listings.
Got it. The other thing I wanted to mention is regarding the webpage, so I came home and got on my laptop because I was like, I need to figure out what's going on, obviously.
Right.
And my website does show that it's not secured.
Okay. So that's probably why on my end, when I'm trying to open it up, because it's not secured, we have certain securities on, you know, within our systems. So anything that's not secured, right, it kind of puts you at potential risk of your information being taken. So that's probably why I'm not able to pull it up, even on my iPhone, because I have certain securities on my iPhone as well. And it's because, you know, keep it, and that's why I always stick with the iPhones. I have family that they use, you know, the Android, the Galaxy, and all that.
Right.
But I've always used iPhone. It's my preference for me and my family because of the fact that, you know, when we were running our business, I did a lot of it off of my phone too, right? Sending out quotes.
Right.
And stuff. So I didn't want any information being taken from my phone. So that's why I've always used iPhone for those security purposes. But that's more than likely why it's not because you don't have that security. It's called an SSL certificate. I mean, we help with those as well, but if you're...
That's the other thing, when I was looking at that, it was saying that it expired.
That your website did?
The certificate.
Oh. Have you talked to your web guy yet?
No, he has not gotten back to me, actually.
Okay. Because, wow. If that expired, I mean, he should have been on top of that, right? Or he should have, I mean, he should be able to take care of it. Now, when you originally went with him to do the website, right? Was it just a one-time fee that you paid for him to create the website? Is he hosting it and maintaining it?
Nope, he just a one-time fee. That was the other thing. So when my website went down a few months ago, as I mentioned, my website, he created something with Namecheap.com to host it.
Okay.
So Namecheap is, now we did not create that account. We didn't even know it was created for us until I spoke with him this last time.
Right.
I actually started my domain through GoDaddy.
Okay.
So I didn't have GoDaddy hosting it, obviously. Like I was saying, I'm not very computer savvy.
Okay.
So I don't know what hosting the domain meant. I don't know what any of this truly means. But
okay,
I'm starting to learn now that it's a mess.
Yeah, I'll explain. So, for example, when we create websites, right, for customers, clients of ours, when we create a website, we purchase, a lot of times they don't have a domain, right? So we purchase a domain for them. So we purchase a domain, you know, it's closest, you know, to their business name. We want to keep everything very relevant, right?
Correct.
And so we'll purchase a domain. We create the website and we host it. So anytime that you have a website, you have to have someone hosting it, right? And it's typically like someone hosting it and maintaining it, okay? So it kind of sounds like he created the website. He went through this other place to host it for you. Now, when you purchase domains, right, I know for myself, when I had my company, we had purchased a domain through, and it was one of our family friends. He does websites, but he was hosting it, and he was maintaining it for us. So every 2 years, I had to pay him to continue hosting and maintaining the website, because you don't purchase that domain for life, right?
Right.
You purchase the domain, and every so often, it has to be renewed. GoDaddy's pretty good about sending you emails, you know, like, hey, it's going to be expiring, because if you don't renew it, you're going to lose that domain. It's up for grabs. Right?
Correct.
So it sounds like what he did was you guys purchased a domain from GoDaddy. He created the website for you from your own domain and then went through the other company, created an account there to have them host it. So if it expired, I mean, he would be the one that has all that information on how to get into that account for the hosting.
Correct.
And that's probably why it's not coming up for me as well, because of the fact that the SSL certificate expired and because it's non-secured. On your website, did you have options where they could, like, make payments on your website?
No.
Okay. But there was an option where they could contact you, right?
Correct. They can contact us. Correct.
So, I mean, in regards to the website, if it's not available anymore and you need a new website, I can include a website for you. It wouldn't be additional. We would build you a website. It's a one-page, five-tab, but it's Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. And in fact, I'll send you a link just of one. It's for electrical, but just so you have a general idea of how it would look. We do customized websites as well, but the customized websites, they're gorgeous, but however, those come with our prepaid packages. Like when you pay for 3 months, 6 months, or even 12 months, you get a custom website design included. But you would be looking at 3 months would run you $800, 6 months is $1,300, and 12 months is $2,500 for the year, okay? What that does is it covers you for those months. You still get more of a savings when you do the prepaid, but you also get the custom website design. Let me do this. I'm going to send you the type of website that would come with the platinum package that I was telling you about. I'll text it to you so you could take a look at it. And then I'll show you the one that has, like, the custom website design. But I'd rather walk you through this website first that I send you, just so you kind of understand, like, all the tabs and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty simple. You know, it's not just to be too complicated for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. Don't put it there. Put it in the room. Please. Thank you. Okay, sorry. Let me take a look.
So
let me know when you get that link.
Hold on. I think I just got it.
Okay.
The Morgan Electrical.
Yeah. So as you look at it, right? So what this does, and you notice how it has the little lock, okay? You have your tab for the home. You have the services, you have the about, so we write the biography about you, contact. So you see that request form to the right? You know, a lot of times people don't have time to call you, right, and they have a question. They could fill out that form. You would receive an email from us, and we call this a hot lead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't see your email address, okay? This is what I mean by when people are putting their information, requesting information from you regarding your service, we can do that SSL certificate because you don't want that information being taken from anybody else, okay?
Correct.
There's even that logo where if they click on, they can leave you a review directly on your Google listing. They can click to call you. We have the drop-down for the services. You can add photos. We do the mission statement, about us, the areas you cover. At the very bottom, what we also started doing now is integrating payments, right? So
right.
If you have a PayPal, we're able to integrate your PayPal to the website. So they put in the description, the amount that they're paying you, they could either pay with their PayPal, their Venmo, or with their credit or debit. This is something that we just recently started because, you know, we've taken, you know, feedback from clients, you know, on how we mm-hmm. can help assist them more, right? And this is one of the things that a lot of them, they don't have those options. They got PayPal, but they don't have an option to accept credit card or debit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this allows sure. them to receive their payments right away, and it goes to their PayPal account, okay? So, you know, just so you see what that means there. But this is one of them. Now, let me show you.
This is the one that you were saying was no charge in addition, no additional charges, correct?
No additional charge. This is the one that comes with the monthly program, okay? Now, we offer websites, like I mentioned to you, you know, the custom website design, right? The custom mm-hmm. website design, and I'll send you an example, I mean, just so you kind of have an idea, right? With the custom website designs, they're beautiful. I mean, and you'll see the difference. But with the custom website designs, I mean, those typically, those start at like $4,000 on up. I mean, that's how they're priced. But I mean, we don't do just the website. Okay. What we do is that when someone does, let's say, a prepaid package, right? We offer you more of a savings when you do the prepaid, but we also include what's called a custom website design. Now, the custom website design, it has three different themes. The themes that we call, and the one that I'm sending you right now, it's a classic theme, just so you could take a look at it. There's classic, there's a modern theme, and then there's a future. Okay? Now, these come at no additional charge when you do a prepaid. Okay, this one says Plumber Max, and you'll see the big difference. You know, I mean, the other one I think works just as well. But, you know, of course, I'm going to show you what your options are. So, you know, regarding the website, I mean, for me, I think with the monthly program, the website, the first one that I sent you, it gets the job done, right? But
correct.
Again, if it's to offer you more of a savings and a little bit more for your buck, right, I'll also show you other options.
I like the basic one that we just did, the first one you showed.
Right.
Now, my question, is that included with the $299 or is that a totally different prepaid package?
Oh, no. So the Morgan Electric one, that one comes with the $299.
And
the Morgan Electric. Yeah, the Morgan Electric, I'm including that for you.
Okay. Okay, so now that, and now would I be able to continue to have the same website address, plumbing123inc.com, if I can?
As long,
host
as
it
long as you have that domain. Yes, we can build it off of your domain, okay? I like to
be
very clear. Yes, as long as it's a GoDaddy domain, yes, we can use it. When it's a Wix site, W-I-X, those, mm-hmm. for some reason, they don't allow us to go in and access it to build a domain. I mean, to build a website off domains from Wix. If it's from GoDaddy, okay, and you still have access to that URL, the domain,
mm-hmm.
we can build it from there. Okay?
Got it.
Now, just so you know, let's just say, you know, you've been with us for a while now, and you guys decide you want to part ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is no cancellation fee, okay? All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring charges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, from there, you have a couple of options, okay, when it pertains to the website. First and foremost, any content that we create for you on Google, any reviews that you generate, none of that will go away. None of it. The only thing that'll happen regarding your Google listing, right? You will no longer be in the Google ads because we're not servicing it. And your local listing, okay, eventually it'll drop down to probably, you know, page 2, 3, it'll drop down eventually.
Okay.
Okay? Because we are no longer servicing it. We're not maintaining it anymore on the first page. But any content that we created, any reviews that you generated, those will not disappear, okay? Now, when it comes to the website, once we build a website from your domain, if you part ways with us, you do have 2 options, okay? You could either pay, it's, I believe, and don't quote me on this, I believe it's like $50 a month. We will continue to host your website and maintain it for you, like make any changes, right? And it's
mm-hmm.
a monthly fee. I believe it's something like $50.
Okay.
Now, and like I said, it might be a little less or just a little more, but, you know, somewhere around there. Okay. Now, or you could choose to just part ways completely. You still own your domain, but the content that we created on your domain, that will disappear. Okay. I like to be very transparent, Amaryllis, because you need to know, okay, what
right.
happens. And I just, that's just the way I am. I'd rather have transparency than, you know, okay, so you decide you guys don't want to, you know, continue services anymore. I don't want you guys being, you know, left with the impression that, okay, well, when you part ways completely, like your website's going to still be there. No, you would have to find someone to recreate it and host it. So hosting it is basically like you got, it's like, I'm trying to explain, how would I explain hosting? Like I know off the top of my head what it means, but to explain it to you without being too complicated, it's like when we host, we're hosting it, maintaining it. So we're kind of keeping it up there online and it's basically someone managing it still for you is what it is. So what
mm-hmm.
he basically did was he built it and everything, he created it, but then he sent it somewhere else to be hosted. So what a web hosting service is, and I kind of looked it up to be able to explain it to you simpler. So what a web hosting service is it facilitates what's required, okay, to create that website, right, and to
mm-hmm.
maintain that site. So it helps make it accessible online. That's what it does, web hosting.
Okay.
I mean, that's as simple as I could put it.
No. I get it. I understand what you're saying. So all he did was create it and moved out the way, basically.
Right.
Now, if he created the Namecheap account for hosting,
uh-huh.
how do I get rid of them if I decide I want just Google to do everything?
I mean, basically, if we're taking your domain and your website's no longer there, I mean, pretty much, so there's two options, right? Let's say your website is still fine, but you don't have them hosting it. Then, I mean, either way, it's got to be hosted. So I don't know what the cost on that would be for us to host it. I know that we work with businesses that already have a website created. They have it hosted. They just want it attached to their listings.
Okay.
Okay. But either way, I mean, even if the website wasn't available, we would just go ahead and create one for you. Of course, we would want to use your domain, especially if, I mean, it's very relevant to your business, right?
Right. Okay. So then if I created another web page and eliminated the one that I currently have, is there a way to merge those to the to Google?
Well, what they would do is, let's say, okay, so if we had to purchase a domain for you, we would purchase it. I mean, we're not going to charge you to purchase it. Let's say we had to purchase a domain for you and create a whole new one, right? If we purchased a domain not using your current one, in the event if you canceled with us, then you could either purchase that domain from us. I believe it's $99. And, of course, you still have to find someone to host it and recreate your website. Or you pay the monthly fee for us just to host it and maintain it. And it's because we purchase the domain ourselves. But, I mean, I would rather, to be honest with you, if we could use your domain, would be even better, because it's exactly like your company name, you know. If we had to purchase one, then, of course, we would find one as closest to your business. I had a gentleman that had a website. The domain expired on him, and we had to rebuild him a website. So we were able to find his company name, like just to give you an example, let's say it was www.bestplumber.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were able to find one that was www.bestplumber.net. Do you see what I'm saying? To try to still
keep
his business name in it. So, and they would go over with you, you know, which website URLs would be, the domains would be more fitting for your business. They give you those options.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Right.
That's why we picked Plumbing123INC, because that's our company name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it would be good if you still have access to that domain. Now, when I say access, if we were to build the website off of your domain, we would need what's called the login credentials. So it's like a login and a password to be able to go to log into it and then create it.
And then that would be into the GoDaddy account.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Have you been in it lately? Into the GoDaddy account?
I went in it today, actually, because I was trying to, after I spoke with you and I was talking to another friend of mine that has a business, I went back and forth with them, and that's when I learned that the website is not secure. But in my GoDaddy, when I log into my GoDaddy, and this is why it says I have the ultimate protection plan.
Right.
So I don't understand how my domain isn't secure when you Google it, my website.
Yeah. I'm looking that up. Ultimate protection plan is what you have?
Yes.
Protection and security worth it. Let's see. A perfect hosting site owner, full data domain privacy. You have a protection plan.
But then it also says not set up. So I'm like.
Oh, okay. So ultimate protection plan and security, the option includes all the features of full protection along with full website security basic. It says, how do I protect my domain? So it's protecting your domain. What that does is, our different domain, why is protecting my domain important? When a domain is registered, the Internet Corporation or assigned names and numbers, or ICANN, requires us to gather contact information for the person or business registering the domain name. known as a registrant or domain holder. The information includes name, phone number, address, and other details, which is reported to Whois directory. Keeping your domain contact information private helps prevent unwanted spam calls and emails. Make sure you're in control of what information is publicly available. But it's not about keeping your personal information private either. We want to help you protect your domain and your entire online presence. So the ultimate, what it says here is the option includes the features of full protection along with website security basic. Your domain and website with automatic malware scans and continuous security monitoring. It also monitors search engine block lists to ensure your domain reputation is protected. So that's what that does, is it protects your domain from like spams and stuff like that. And you said that the process wasn't finished?
Well, when I'm looking at it, it says domain protection plan, ultimate security, not set up.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Let's see if I click on set up.
What it asks you to do.
Create a website, set up an email account, or connect to an existing site.
It would probably be the existing site, right? I don't want to tell you the wrong thing because, like I said, I'm not too savvy on this part either.
Right. Okay.
But, I mean, those are your options. I mean, even for now, if we had to build you a temporary website, it's not going to cost mm-hmm. you anything. We can build you a temporary one until we figure out what in the world is going on with your other one, right? And then we switch it out. That's what we can do, too.
Okay. Because that's what I was talking about my other business friend that I was chatting with, because we were going to mirror our current website to create a new one.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if I would be able to add on those hyperlinks that you had as to how to pay with PayPal and whatnot.
Right. Right.
So that's my, okay. So, what do I need to do? Because I see, and it concerns me because my website is not secure. That's what's concerning me right now.
Uh-huh.
What would I need to do to start with you guys on the $299 package to build the clientele needed currently through Google?
Great question. So what we would do is we would set up the account. And then we verify the business information, the address where we're going to have the PIN code sent to. Okay.
Okay.
Remember, the address is not going to show. So we'll okay. verify that information. We go over billing. You and I will also go over some notes that are going to be for the technician. Okay.
Okay.
They're basic notes just so the tech knows where to start from. Okay.
Okay.
And they can probably talk to you a lot more descriptive and answer you better, like in regards to the mm-hmm. website as well.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll make sure that I notate that in the account for them to talk to you about the website. There's some things going on and to help give you the best answers. I mean, because they're going to really have more knowledge of that. I know that if worst case scenario, we can't get your website going, we'll build one for you, whether it's temporary or whether it's the one that you use with us, you know, for the time that you're with us or what have you. I just like to give you what your options are. If you didn't have one, we can make one for you. That's not a problem. If
okay.
you still have your domain, we can use it and build it off of your domain as long as it's a GoDaddy domain, which is
okay.
perfect. And then,
okay.
of course, and then I also was to let you know that if you were to cancel, I mean, these are your options with the domain and the website, right?
Right. right.
Now, mm-hmm. From there, I also set up what's called a client interview. Client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. And that's when you'll speak with the technician. It takes anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It could take longer. Amaryllis, it just depends on how many questions or details. Okay? So just, I always like to give the expectancy. Now, from there, I mean, we're putting in a lot of hours of work. So, you know, the client interview, I like to make it at a time that's convenient for you. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but if you prefer, you know, we just look at the scheduled times that are available. Okay?
Okay.
Client interview, we're looking at for Monday because it's already like late in the afternoon. So we would schedule your client interview for Monday. Okay? And then from there, I mean, within 6 to 10 days, you'll get that new PIN code in the mail coming from Google. Once you receive the PIN code and the technician goes over this, you provide us the PIN code, and then that's already being processed, right? 7 to 14 days, you'll be in the Google Ads up at the very top. The directories, you'll be there within 5 to 7 days. The local map is what takes a little longer because, again, part of that time, you're waiting for the PIN code. Local map, in our terms and conditions, it does state that it takes between 30 to 45 days. Many times, though, I can say I've seen it happen sooner. However, mm-hmm. that's why we supplement your listing at the very top in the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days because we know that it's important for you to start, you know, getting those calls coming to you directly. In the client interview, they're going to go over all the keywords, the keyword phrases, the areas to target. So they have that database. They'll plug it in. They'll let you know what are the best keywords that are searched more there within your area, okay? Because we want to make sure that you're getting found at the moment when they're searching for those services, okay?
Right.
And then if we had to build the website for you, the website is completed within 3 to 5 business days. We'll send it to you so you can review it. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made, okay? Because we want you to verify it and give us the thumbs up, like, yeah, it's good before we have it live. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the process. And as these things are being completed, you know, we're keeping you in the loop. So, like, we'll send you a notification when your Google Ads are live, when you're live in the local map, when you're in the directories, when the website's completed. So we're keeping you notified.
Okay.
Okay? So you think you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, actually I do.
Okay.
The problem I'm having is my availability is a little tighter than my husband's.
Okay.
I manage the business. I'm actually a nurse.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? Thank you for your service because you have a tough job. You know what? My hat's off to nurses. My husband, you know, I don't know if I had told you this, but about 2 years, he's now 2 years in remission. He had kidney and colon cancer, and I swear, I think sometimes, I tell him, I think we're earning points at the hospital. I mean, he, the chemo, the surgeries, the getting the port, you know, getting the port removed. Now he's on dialysis. It is just, I tell him, I think we're frequent flyers. It got to the point where when we would get to the emergency room, there was no waiting. They took us right to the back, you know,
yeah.
But he had great care, really great care. The nurses loved me because, of course, before COVID, I was there all the time. So it kind of took him off their plate a little bit. But he was a good patient. I told him, you're a good patient for them, but not for me.
No, they're never with the wife. Okay, so
no.
I work Mondays and Tuesdays. I usually start from, I work from 9 to 6:30.
Okay.
So my best time would obviously be like 7 in the morning.
Okay.
To set up an interview. Otherwise, it would have to be after 6:30.
Okay. And you said Mondays and Tuesdays, right?
Correct. Wednesdays, I only work in the mornings from 8 to noon.
Okay. Is Wednesday a better day for you? Or, I mean, that's kind of pushing it out, but I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Because our earliest appointments start, so just so you know, we're on the West Coast. So you're 2 hours ahead of us.
Okay.
If you've ever been out this way to Disneyland, we're in Costa Mesa, California.
Okay. Yeah,
about maybe 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Okay,
so
yeah.
our hours of operation are 7 in the morning, which would be 9 o'clock your time. So we're open from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So for you, that would be 9 to 6.
Right. Yeah, so it would probably be better than on Wednesday afternoon.
On Wednesday. Okay. All right. What's the best email address for you?
You could send it to the plumbing one.
And this is just plumbing one?
Yeah, the plumbing123.inc@gmail.com.
So plumbing123.inc@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. First, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you two emails.
Okay.
Now, no one's going to see the email. This is just where we're going to send correspondence, your receipt. This is how we'll communicate with you as well. We communicate through phone calls, SMS messages, as well as emails. Okay?
Okay.
The first email that I'm going to send you is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to have everything outlined, okay? It's going to show you that the pricing is $2.99 a month with the one-time setup fee of the $99, okay? Every month after is $2.99, okay?
Correct, okay.
Okay. And then I sent you that example of that website, so know that that website's included. If worst-case scenario, we have to build you a website. That's not a problem. It will not cost you additional, but I'll just put it in there just so this way you have it in writing. I'm going to put website example. I know I already sent it to you, but this way at least it's in the email and you know that, okay, if we have to do the website, it's already included in it. And then the second email that I'll also send you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. As I had mentioned earlier, you're going to be able to really track your success with our program. So it gives you an overview of the reporting system. It's really simple to get into, and I'll even send you a video on it that kind of gives you a demonstration. We try to simplify things as much.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
When I'm questioning why on my phone, when I go on my, what's this web, on the, oh my goodness, my brain is, on Safari, on my iPhone. When I go on Safari, showing that it's got the little lock in front of my, you know, website address.
Right. I don't know. I mean, and that's a great question because I remember you said that earlier that it was on there on your iPhone.
Correct.
But on your computer.
But not on my laptop, correct. Not on my Mac.
That's a great question. To be quite honest with you, I don't know why it would show on one and not on the other. Yeah, that's really strange. I mean, I couldn't pull it up on either one of mine, but you're seeing it and you see it with the SSL certificate and not. So that's where I would bring that up and I'll notate it as well with the technician that you see it, the SSL certificate, when you're looking at it from your iPhone, but when you look at it from your laptop, it doesn't show it. Does it say like not secured on it?
Mm-hmm. My laptop says not secured and it has the HTTPS crossed out.
That's how I see it as well. On my laptop, and I see it like that on my iPhone.
On my iPhone, I'm looking at it on my Safari, and there's the lock. That's why I was confused when I actually got on the website on my laptop. I had to go through the advanced to say that it was okay for me to go into this website.
Okay, and that's probably why you see it with the lock. That's really strange.
But only on my laptop it gave me that option. On my phone, it immediately just took me to the website. I don't know if it's because I was on the website on my phone before, but either way.
Even if you weren't on it before, let's say you had it before and if the security lock wasn't on there, it wouldn't show it even now. But I think it's weird how, like, I see it like that on my computer, I see it like that on my phone, and you see it like that on your laptop.
Right.
So that's pretty strange. Yeah, I'm still going to address that and put it in the notes because it needs to be addressed. Maybe they can help figure it out.
Okay.
And then are we going to create the account under your name or Victor's? You're like me, probably. You handle it all. You'll be the one doing the client interview, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll be doing the client.
Okay. How do you spell your name? I don't want to misspell it.
That's okay. A-M, like Mary, A-R-I-L, like Larry, I-S, like Sam.
Oh, okay. I almost had it right. I put an E instead of an I in the beginning. I put A-M-A-R-E-L-I-S.
No, two I's.
Two I's. And what's your last name, Amaryllis?
Torres.
With an S or a Z?
An S.
Okay. Now, the number that clients are going to see on Google, okay, is that going to be the 773-354-5738?
Correct.
Okay, because we want them calling Victor.
Correct.
When it comes to the account, any changes, any updates, if we need to speak with you regarding your account, we'll call you at your 773-470-6151, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. All right. Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that we're using, is the card in your name, the business name, or is it both?
Both.
Both. Okay. And does it just say Amaryllis Torres? Is there like a middle initial?
No middle initial.
Okay. And then it says Plumbing 123 is the INC on that as well?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, before we do that, I'm going to actually start verifying the business information, the address, how it's going to read on Google as well. So the address that we're going to have them send the PIN code to, what address is that going to be?
4340 North Mulligan Avenue. That's Chicago Point 60634.
Okay, and the company name should read Plumbing 123 Inc. Do you want that at the end, the INC?
Yes.
Okay. And the address is 4340 North Mulligan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60634, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is that the same billing address for the card that we're using today?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5580.
Mm-hmm.
0800-0017-1156.
Expiration month and year?
0823.
CVC code on the back?
703.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. 5580-0800-0017-1156.
Correct.
Expires August of 23, and then the CVC code is 703, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before I process the payment, I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification recording, okay? The reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that is not normally advertised. Now, what it's going to do is it's actually going to, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through this, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me. And what I'll do is I'll review it and I'll rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
Just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And then I'll go ahead and, you know, clarify and explain it. I just want to make sure that before we even process the payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then before I do that, I'm also going to send you two text messages, and you'll get emails on these as well. The first text message that I'm sending you is going to be the number to our customer service. Anytime, Amaryllis, that you have updates, changes, questions, concerns regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Okay?
Nope.
I'm also going to send you a YouTube video link. It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on our client dashboard, how you go in and see your report. Okay?
Okay.
So make sure you watch that. All right? And then I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Plumbing 123 INC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Amaryllis Torres, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 3rd, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update the package, and then I'll process the payment. What time do you want me to look for your – I know you said Wednesday, right, is going to be the best day for your client interview? Okay.
Yeah.
Any specific time? I know you said you work in the morning, right?
1 o'clock is –
1 o'clock would be a good time for you? Okay, let me take a look. Bear with me here. It's like it's Friday, and I don't know if my computer wants to now go on weekend mode or what. I'm going to go back to here. All right. So let me go here now. And then I'll also send you an email for that as well, for your client interview. It'll say client interview invitation. And then there'll be a section on there, I believe it's when you click yes, I will attend, it'll actually set a reminder on your calendar.
Okay.
And then we'll just go over some notes, go over the receipt, and then you'll be all set. You have a really tough job. Hats off to you. And managing a business. Man, I hope you get rewarded. Right?
That would be nice, but no rewards. It's what you sign up for to get married, you know?
Exactly, right? That's what my husband said. He's all, well, someone's got to do it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're crazy. Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, I have a friend of ours. She's actually a head nurse at one of the trauma centers in Los Angeles. And, I mean, some of the stories, she's like, you guys have no idea. Like, she is so exhausted when she comes home. Like her first day off, she spends sleeping the whole time.
I don't blame her.
I mean, especially right now with COVID, like everybody, like, and they're a trauma center, so it's really bad.
Yeah. No, it is. Things are definitely not what we were trained for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, she's like, you guys have no idea. She's like, do you know how many times, like, I don't even get to go to the bathroom because we're that swamped. You know, we just have so much going on. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
real
is
crazy.
It's not, but
she loves her job.
I agree. That's me.
She's like,
if it drives me crazy, I still couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Really? How long have you been a nurse now?
22 years.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, I have to say, I feel the nurses know a lot more than the doctors do. I'm not the only one. I'm telling you, sometimes it's like the nurses telling us what's going on.
Yeah.
So,
no,
like, they know before the doctor.
It's our job to kind of make sure, how can I say it? Like, the doctors will give us orders, but we have to, because we know the patient so well, we have to be the detailed end of it all.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you're right. You are completely right. I mean, I know when I had my husband in the emergency room, we thought he was having a heart attack, and they took him by ambulance. And so I was texting with her, and she's like, listen, this is what they need to look for. This is what they're going to do next. And everything she said that they were going to do, every test, I kid you not, the nurse was like, wow, you know a lot. And I said, well, it's because I have a family friend. She's a nurse. And she goes,
yeah.
Well, she knows what she's talking about, because every single thing she said that they were going to do, they did it.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the services, so I see, when I spoke with Victor, he said everything that was listed on Yelp, the bathtub shower repair, drain cleaning, sump pump installation, pipe repair, sewer services, drain installation, emergency services, pipe installation, leak detection, septic services, plumbing. Is that pretty much what you want me to list? I mean, they will go over more in detail with you in the client interview, but is that pretty much?
Yeah, he's all that. He does it.
Okay, perfect. And then, now I'm going to notate, as far as with the website, I'm going to put your URL. I am going to notate in there the issues that are going on with it, and that possibly we might have to create you a website, okay? But I want to at least put your domain in there and notate what's going on, so that way they can address that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as far as the mile radius, do you want to stick within 15, 20 miles? I mean, how do you want me to notate that?
Let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
Do you want your mile radius to stay within 15, 20 miles, or just go a little further out? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, about 25. About 25? Okay. And he can always change that. You guys can always change it at any time. I mean, it's not like set in stone and that's all you can do, okay? You could always be very specific to zip codes if you wanted, or cities. Now, when it comes to the clients contacting you, Do you prefer phone calls, emails, text messages, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Victor prefers calls and text messages.
Calls and text messages. Okay, great. And then he's licensed and insured, correct? I mean, it's not required, but I always ask.
He's licensed, insured, and bonded.
Okay. And then what are his hours of operation? If I look at Yelp, Yelp has him, I always like to reference to where you have. So Monday it's 6 to 10, Tuesday 5 to 10, Wednesday 5:30 to 10, Thursday 7 to 10, Friday 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday are 6 to 10.
Those are all new hours to me because it's usually Monday through Friday.
Okay.
7 to 7.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. Okay.
Saturdays, 7 to 5. And Sundays, it's usually by appointment only or emergency.
Okay. So I'm going to put Saturday, 7 to 5, right?
Yeah, but throughout the whole week, throughout all week long, it's usually 24/7 emergency services.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday,
yeah.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, by appointment only, and then I'm going to put emergency services offered. Emergency services 24/7 is what I'm going to put.
Correct.
Okay. What forms of payments do you want us to list that you accept? What types of payments?
We do check, we do credit cards.
What about, do you do some cash or?
We do cash. We prefer not to, but if they want to pay cash, we do cash.
Okay.
And
about like Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Okay, so the thing with Zelle is it goes directly to my personal account, not to our business account.
Okay, and you want it to go to the business. Okay, so maybe we won't notate Zelle. What about like
no.
Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App?
We do. See, those are all personal. I haven't created a
okay.
business for all those. I can't
when you
create
do,
a business for all those.
Well, here's what you can do. When you do create the business one, just let us know. Anytime you create any other apps for payments, let us know and we'll just update it. For now,
okay.
I'll put you as checks, credit cards, and I could put cash like at the end if you want. Just to kind of, you know, and I know it's for like business purposes.
Some people like to pay cash. I don't know why, but okay.
Well, you know what's funny is we're having all this plumbing work done in our house, and they gave her the option, the owner, they told her, we can give you a cash quote, we can give you a credit card quote. Quote, what do you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm telling you, these guys are not.
Our credit card that we use, our machine that we use, does have a 4% charge.
Yeah, and that's why. Even when I catered years ago, I gave them the option. You could pay cash or you could pay, if you pay by check, I have to receive it 3 days prior to your event. If you pay with a credit card, I have to add the processing fee. So here's your options.
Right.
You know, that's just how I had to do it. And when it came to my taxes, I mean, I just put what my cash, you know, was total. My credit cards was easy because it was sent to me. It was already broken down on the fees I paid and everything. So that's how I did it. I mean, it seemed like more paperwork, but, you know, I gave them options.
Right.
You know?
We did.
Okay. Perfect. So we got all that. Now, we sent a copy of your invoice. It was sent to your email, and we also sent it to your text messages. If you could take a look at either one, it'll say, Dear, you received several of them. So the one that you're looking for, it says, Dear Amaryllis Torres, thank you for choosing Local Splash